Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And how about we trot out some masterpiece of the week, y'all?
She said list this.
That's a move.
What up, y'all? Masterpiece of the Week is a segment that we do every week. We revisit some of the funny, stupid, odd things that we've said over the last couple of weeks. I'm not keeping up with the stats. I know that, Corey, I believe you are.
Yeah, I'm keeping up with it right now. I got my first shared win with Mike Bastic last week. He is currently at 12-3 for Kevin, wow. 1 for Reggie, and 1 for me.
Cool. There's a lot popping, so let's get... Yeah. What was that?
I don't want to win. I'm stuck on Tom Brady's number. That's good.
Oh, my God.
All right, cool. Well, maybe this type of performance will net you a win. Maybe it won't. But Mike felt very confident about this particular item.
Pretzel chips.
Pretzel chips.
Mm-hmm.
What? He just said chips. Pretzel chips?
Yep.
Pretzel chips. Were you eating pretzel chips or what?
That was the bag. That's the pretzel chips.
Yeah.
Oh, there they are.
Yeah, yep. They're good. They taste really good.
What do you dip those in?
Right now I don't, because these are garlic parmesan. Uh-huh. And I also get the buffalo style, but the other ones, yeah, they're good to dip in a lot of different things.
Hummus?
Yeah.
Veggie dip?
Yeah. If you want to keep going, yeah.
All right, cool. So speaking of putting things in other things, yeah, Mike said this. Sorry, not Mike. My bad. This is actually Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com.
I've seen guys do that with their fingers, right?
Ted Nichols Payne. I've seen him do that.
And I saw Troy Aikman.
Whoa! Big allegations there.
Man, what is he, Skip Bayless or something?
Dude. You stop that.
Wow. That's good, Reggie. That's... A+.
Man, we might have to notify Mickey. He might be on his way to winning this thing.
Shout out to Ted.
Yeah.
But not so fast, though. Sorry, can't keep my composure here. Not so fast, though. Kevin Hagelin, you submitted this entry to the Masterpiece of the Week.
How is that a river? That's too long to be a river. That's fair. That's what I think about the Nile. Seems like you're downgrading it to call it a river.
I mean, okay, I don't know how to argue with that.
Yeah, because there's
what
no counter
it be?
Argument.
It's not a C.
I don't know.
A mega river?
A D. A super river.
What? A what?
Because he said it's not a C.
Oh.
S-E-A, Kevin.
It's
not the letter C.
C-E-E.
What?
C.
We got to keep going.
You ready, Mike?
Let's move it around the show. As Corey Majors was really concerned about what was happening inside somewhere.
What are you doing in there? No, you need to be still. You need to be still. Don't move, otherwise we're going to have to redo this.
What?
Wow. All
right.
What were you talking about, Corey?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember saying that.
Incredible.
But I do remember Mike saying that I said that, right? Is that? Oh, no. What was I talking about, Mike?
Does Mike know?
I don't know. I forget.
Oh, no.
Corey, you were talking about MRIs.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, my gosh. You have to be still during MRIs. They have to redo them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and you don't want that to happen. That's exactly what I was talking about.
For fear of just absolutely shutting down this segment with this, Mike said this.
It's one of those things I look at, and I'm just like, wow, red hair.
Man, go back in that whole segment. Like, that is far from the only comment he made about how weird he thinks people with red hair are. Or he, at what point you're like, good for you.
It's just different.
Yes.
That's true.
It
is different.
Be different, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Blue hair is fine and
different.
Green hair is fine, but God decided those weren't hair colors, but he did decide red was a hair color.
incredible stuff. Mike, yes, I actually realized that when I was teasing putting things in other things, I was actually thinking about what Mike said right here.
No, I'm going to serve a great quality product that people are going to love. I'm going to put my love into it.
God, I remember that conversation. And you started it by saying that Little Debbie sucks and you were like going to take them down or whatever.
Because mine is made with love.
And that's what we decided. The restaurant would be called Ball Snacks.
I have some friends at Turning Point and Martin House Brewing. They made a beer that they're releasing this weekend called Stifler's Mom.
Oh, my.
And it's going to taste like an apple pie beer. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
Okay. I guess we've hit everybody else on the show, so it's my turn to... I don't like the way that you are excited about that, but maybe you'll be excited because it does have to do with wrestling.
You're going to get it at SmackDown, brother.
It's even worse than that.
Mean. That's mean.
Yeah, man. He was trying to do a good impression of...
I don't know who. I'm not sure if that was that Hulk or was that...
Hogan.
I guess.
I don't know what I was doing. I think it might have been like a mix-up of Macho Man Randy Savage and...
Dig it!
Something like that.
The Incredible Huck Finn.
Shut up.
The Huckster.
No! Yes. Shut up! Oh, my God!
I was thinking about you the other day. You should collect wrestling cards.
Along the lines of...
I definitely have wrestling cards, Mike. I have a lot of wrestling cards.
Along the lines of Kevin exclaiming things, Kevin said this.
Don't think or feel! But...
What, do you need me to play it again?
I don't know why I said that. I mean,
Don't think or feel!
I definitely agree with part of that.
He's very against feelings and emotions.
That is true. That is 100% true. You can line up lots of people from my personal life, and they'll be like, yes.
Do you know who you were speaking to or what you were speaking about?
I don't.
You were speaking to Corey Majors. Does that help?
Oh.
Corey, do you remember?
Regarding my love life?
No. I probably just told him to pick one. He was like, I got to think about it. I was like, don't think or feel.
No,
my wife told me this morning that she told a barista at Tom Thumb about our sex life. Was
what?
That weird? Yeah, she was
also,
talking about
it. Wait, Tom Thumb has baristas?
No, they do not.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Yes.
Is there a Starbucks in there?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Otherwise, I actually, you know what? I don't accept it either way. You're a coffee maker.
Should
be okay
she
with being a coffee
herself,
maker.
Herself, though?
She should not be telling people about that, right? I mean, did she say something complimentary?
Yeah.
Then it's great.
Okay.
Nice. You were actually very upset because Corey was hemming and hawing about possibly giving Mike terrible odds, which, you know, happened again.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
whoops.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I have no idea what you were talking about when you said this.
This is the first time in 8 years they have gotten off. Okay. Hold on.
Hey, it's Friday, man. It's okay.
Is that edited?
No, not at all.
Oh, nope. That is concerning then, because I think I was going to say gotten off to such and such start.
Ah,
but
yes.
Clearly the way I phrased it was a poor decision.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good, though.
Damn it.
Is it as good as this entry from RJ Choppy of the, what is it, the RJ and Choppy show?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
New school. I keep poking. I love to poke.
Let's mark that. So, say that again.
Do it again.
I keep poking. I love to poke.
Let's mark that. Awareness.
Just love to poke.
Mm.
What are you trying to
say? I mean, I bet he... Okay, I'm not answering that question.
Yeah. Mike? That's past. That's way past the line.
He doesn't think that at all. Look at his face. He doesn't think that at all.
Mike's like, what line?
So I'm not sure if Corey just doesn't understand how medical accreditation happens, but Corey said this.
You're not a doctor unless you're Mike's wife.
Oh, wow. Great.
Only doctor. Kind of
business must be
booming.
That's
probably true for 95% of the people.
Yeah. All right.
Only 5% of people are doctors.
That seems high.
It'd probably be, yeah, maybe one.
5% of people are Mike's wife?
No, are doctors. Any...
Yeah, but what he said is that you're not a doctor unless you're Mike's wife.
That's a good point.
So only Mike's wife
is a doctor. But does Mike's wife have to be a doctor?
Mike, could you be married to 5% of the people?
Do I have to support them all, or can they support me?
No, they're just like.
How is that your first question?
And finally, just a little bit of love between the show.
I am excited about that. You did excite me, Corey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's Masterpiece of the Week.
All right. There's a lot of really worthy candidates, as usual, but I'm going to go with Corey talking about how you got to stay still while things are transpiring.
What are you doing in there? No, you need to be still. You need to be still. Don't move. Otherwise, we're going to have to redo this.
Oh, that is good. I feel like I want to go with Mickey's fingers.
I'm totally voting for Mickey's fingers.
I've seen guys do that with their fingers, right?
Ted Nichols Payne. I've seen him do that.
Yeah, and I saw Troy Aikman.
Man, can you just play that one more time?
He's never coming back.
Listen to the way Corey puts Ted on blast in there, too.
Jeez.
I've seen guys do that with their fingers, right?
Ted Nichols Payne. I've seen him do that.
Yeah, and I saw Troy Aikman.
Man.
Is it a problem that y'all are absolutely talking about dislocations?
Yes. Well, yes, look. I was there. Ted had fallen off his bicycle and had two dislocated fingers, and he shoved one back in.
Oh, look.
I had to take him to the hospital because he couldn't get the other ones in.
Mike's face. When we bring Broadus on, he'll tell you, he'll be like, yeah, y'all did that all the time. He even called us out on air. He's like, you guys are like little children, the way you joke about everything I say. He's right.
And I will vote for Mike Bassick because it is the Mikester piece of the week.
Thank you.
As just the wonderment that he has with a certain color of hair.
It's one of those things I look at and I'm just like, wow, red hair.
That segment was podcast. I know it was. You have to listen to the whole segment. He goes back to that numerous times.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.